So to just recap where we were last time, for those of you who are not here, so we were trying to get down the basic principles of, and there's handouts over here, of what? Yeah, but the hand is the Micarta here. This is Micarta. Of the role of sickness as an exemption from mitzvah, right? So we briefly went over last time that we all know that if one's life is in danger, so then barring the big three and possibly some other exceptions, the Torah either allows or mandates that you violate the Torah rather than die, right? Then die, right? So the big three, again, the Gemara has a machloket. It's either only one, which is only Avodah Zarah, or it's Avodah Zarah murder and Arayot. We noted that the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Ayin Hey seems to go beyond the specific violation, specifically the ending of the eighth perek, the case of Misaper Ima Meachore Hageder, and the man who said, "If I don't sleep with that woman, I'll die." And the Gemara says, "So die." He says, "Fine, fine. Then I need to at least see her unclothed, and otherwise I'll die." And the Gemara says, "So die." And then it says, "Let me talk to her," and it says, "So die." From which. The Gemara then says, is she married? In which case, maybe it's never. Maybe she's not even. It's just, she's a penuya. And the Gemara says, but still, shlote b'nei Yisrael prutzah b'araya, right? You can't create a situation in which women can be coerced to save people's lives by making themselves sexually available. That's not how life works. That's a terrible thing for society. So the exact parameters of... we're not going to go through all this, but I want you to have the card. They're very nice. I have my own card, which are like 2 pages long, but you know.
I got 5, 6.
Anyways, so the.
I need a 5, 6.
Yeah. So we noted that. And we said, but that's not what we're asking, right? We're not asking about that. Where we know that besides for those three, the classic.
It's worse than all three.
So again, there are possible other ones. So for example, the Gemara. In several places says that it's better to throw yourself into a fiery furnace than to embarrass people in public, which Tosvot takes as meaning it is Yahar Gval Yavor. It's not in the big three.
It's worse.
No, Tosvot said that. No big deal. It's not Mefurish Bikra. Ravinu Yona says it's Abu Zrayu of Ritzicha. That it's under murder, and that's why it's there. No, it is there, right? So, yes, and Meiri says, it's hyperbole, right? And yes, okay. You have the same thing by Lashon Hara, and you have the Rivash who says, what are you people, out of your minds? Lo al al dat shuvadim. No one ever said that was literal. But then, yes, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach is like, aha, we passed him that way.
But two out of the big three aren't from Sefer.
What? That's not true. One is misvara, and one is exera katuv to is exera shavet to a svara, right? Because murder is derived from svara, and arayot is derived from a exera shavet to a svara. Murder, yes, yes. The exera shavet is yes. How well do you know chumash?
Not as well as Kumar, apparently.
What?
Not as well as
Gemara. Okay, good. So how do you know? How well do you know the Gemara?
Not as well as I should.
There you go.
Okay. Anyone wanna? I'll give you 15 seconds to think of the pasuk. What?
Okay, for which one?
What the Xerah Shava would be that compares murder to Araya that creates the. Anyone's parasha? Anyone's bar mitzvah parasha Kitetze? Please tell me now.
No.
I do remember. Oh, good. I remember once I asked someone a question. I mentioned Keturah, and the person said, "How am I supposed to know what Keturah is?" I'm like, "It's in Chumash." He's like, "I don't know Chumash. I only know my bar mitzvah parsha." I'm like, "Yeah, what's your bar mitzvah parsha?" Chayisara. I'm like, "Oh my god, that's it. You don't know it." It was unbelievable. It's like the guy. It wasn't even ironic. Like he did not realize that by telling you his chayisara, he was showing he didn't even know the one parsha, which is where Keturah is mentioned.
Wait, is this Ephraim?
No, Ephraim knows Chumash better than that. Come on.
No, but I think a Brian's Brothers is worse than Kai's Arm. I think it's scary for a second.
No. This was in Toronto.
Oh, is it because Moloch is next
to Toronto? No, the Pasuk in Parshat Titeitze says, by rape, Vilana Ara lo taseh davar. The girl who is raped, nothing should happen to her. Ein lana ara chet mavet. She's not put to death. Ki kasher yakum ish al re'ehu retzacho nefesh. Kein adavar hazeh. Just like when a person gets up to murder his friend, so is this. It compares it explicitly. It's not really exer shava. It says, look, this is like murder. But that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is cases where someone is not going to die, where someone is going to be in pain, illness, and the like. So last time we started this discussion, we did our brainstorming. So guys who've been in my shir, you know we do the brainstorming first day, so you missed that while you were doing whatever you were doing in Yerushalayim. But I will recap for you and show you the polls. So on the one hand, we have the Gemara in Nedarim, just to review, the Gemara in Nedarim Mimtet says that Amra hi matronita l'Rabbi Yehuda. There was a matron that said to Yehuda, More v'ravi, how are you passing halacha while you're drunk? This is on first page. Amar lei haminuta biyada de itza itaimna ela kiddush v'avdal v'arakazit de pescha v'chugar nitzido min v'ezach ar adzari. The only thing is I have a little bit of kiddush, a little bit of avdala, and when I have the arba kosot, I have a headache that lasts from Pesach to Shavuot. So I promise you, I am not drunk. So why do I look drunk? Ela chachmat adam ta'ir panav. When people are, wisdom illuminates your face. Okay, I've never been drunk. I've never been tipsy. So I don't really know. But there's what? No, he's not. No, his face glows as if he's drunk because of wisdom. He's flushed. We know people like drunk, right? They get like flushed. And like yes, because he's always so passionately in Torah. Oh, Torah. Good. Now, the crazy thing about that Gemara is it implies that even for a mitzvah, dirabanan, you have to endure a 7-week headache. Now, admittedly, if you took that literally, you would have a very high bar for the amount of pain you have to endure for mitzvot. How could you push back on this Gemara in theory? So one is to say dagadik. One is to say maybe he did it midat chasidut. The third is exaggeration. It could be that he had a headache, but it wasn't a bad headache. Meaning, it could be a long headache, but it could be like, you know, we're not saying that he had a crippling migraine for 7 weeks. We could just be saying, but if you, and we could say that arba kosot, even though it's drabanan, is special because just like whatever, because we know Afinu Ani Shevi Yisrael. What? No. I mean, maybe if Kiddush is Doraita on Yom Tov, which we haven't done this sugya yet, whether Yom Tov is like Shabbat, we haven't done that yet. What? We're getting there. I will see whether we get there, meaning we have a lot to do. As you know, we're still doing the nature of Kiddush. As I have it, we're doing nature of Kiddush. The next thing is wine and the Doraita versus the Rabbanan. Then we have to do Kiddush Rabbah, right? Like of the day, we have to do Kiddush Shurash Lishit, which is linked to that. Kiddush Makam is Kofalev. The question is, how much do we do here about Ti'ima of wine, right? Versus saying it on wine, Ti'ima of wine, you drinking, the other people drinking. There's a lot of sugya. Chamer Medina. Yeah, I don't know if we're going to do Chamer Medina. I'm really not sure. That is not an easy sugya. Practically, like getting it. What? Exactly. What is Chamer Medina? Maybe. It's very unclear Chamer Medina exists. It might. But I do remember once that Ara was eating on Tisha B'Av Nidche when she was pregnant with Aaron, because Aaron was born right after Tisha B'Av. And the halach is by, right, Tisha B'Av Nidche is treated like the other minor fasts. So you can eat, but you have to make Havdalah. And I talked to two different poskim, one who's a little bit less brisker and one's a little bit more brisker. And the one who was not as whatever was like, yeah, you should have Chamer Medina. You should have, like, I don't know, beer or coffee or whatever. Probably not beer. It's, you know, she's not even pregnant. Coffee or something. And be somehow like Chamer Medina. And the brisker was like, there's no such thing as Chamer Medina. She should make Havdalah on Tisha B'Av with grape juice. You know? And I'm like, well, okay. That is, which admittedly is what a lot of us do say. That's not crazy, but Anyways.
But anyway, on David's point, the first coast wouldn't have been the one to do him in because he was already used to drinking.
Right, so at all the way at one extreme, you have this Gemara that implies, if you take it at face value, that even for a Darabanan, you endure a lot of pain. At the other extreme, you have the model of Sukkah, where by Sukkah we know that the halacha is mitztayer patur min ha-sukkah, that if you are even in minor pain for the Sukkah, it's too hot, it's too cold, there's some rain, there's some flies, there's some bees, you are patur. And the Gemara, and what's the reason? Because presumably, as well as Yiteshu Kain Taduru. Now, Sukkah is the opposite extreme, where a shtickle pain, and that's it, right? You're potter, you don't have to do anything. What? Isn't Sukkah Yes, so the first night is interesting, where these rules might not apply. But still, in general, well, the question is why that doesn't apply, and that's an interesting sugya. But the point is that on Sukkah, we get the exact opposite implication, where...
It doesn't matter if you're even the size can be pumpkin.
Correct. So now we need to figure out, so what exactly is the... What exactly is the rule? And what is... What's the exception? What's the rule?
Wouldn't it also be related to whether or not... Because if it's talking about Sukkah on the first night, then even if you're a little bit...
Well, this is not the first night. The Gemara is talking about Sukkah.
So then it's related to the intro, at least. Because Sukkah after the first night is a key in the Torah, right?
No, it's a chiyuv.
After the first night, yes. Sukkah?
Yes. Yeah. You have to sleep there. Sleep, eat, live.
I don't for the first night. For sure.
No. No, you're getting it backwards. You always have to do that. Eat, sleep. It's on the first night that even when you're in pain, right, the exemption doesn't apply. And there's a formal chiyuv to eat a kezayit, which there isn't the rest of it. But you have to live in the sukkah, right? There may not be a moment at which you violate it, but no.
That's a bit less say.
In a sense. It's a more complicated, but yes. Okay. So that's what we want to figure out, is what is the... So what do you think, right? So what do you think? What is going to be the rule? What do you think, right? What would you guess? What?
I read it to Duras.
Well, it depends on Darabanan. That's probably what you're going to do.
Aren't they both Darabanans?
No, I'm just saying.
No.
Sukkah?
I'm just saying, like, anything that's Darabanan would be more likely to be more making. It seems like that's how it would normally be.
Sure, and yet?
So then I would say that in line with that, since Abrakosos is Darabanan and Sukkah is Darabanan, and we see Sukkah is much more making, then, assumably, we would have thought initially, it must be that, like what we said before, really that one of the possibilities that Abrakosos is either an exaggeration or you can't learn from the Goddess, that must be true. Because there's no way that it literally means that they're going to be in extreme pain for seven weeks. Because otherwise, it would make the Darabanan more chamer than the Daraisa, which doesn't make sense.
Or you can say that there's a different way in which you relate to the Sukkah,
Or it is. Okay, good. So let us figure this out. Yes.
Could it be something like some instances have like an expected amount of pain or something that will come with them, and then
maybe
have like a tolerance level.
Right, maybe.
On each individual one.
Possibly.
Rabbi, who says that Darabanans are more strict than Daraisas? Who is that?
I mean, often this is many Pshita. In certain ways, but not in other ways.
Well, also because like the Arvakosis fails, so the fact that you would have the Arvakosis fails,
okay, good. Fine. So let us look. Guys, so let's look. So if you look at the Rashba here. The Rashba says in Aleph, Reish Lamed Chet. Yeah, I'm opening my source sheet, which is much shorter. But, like, it's just the Tamsit. But I want to... She'alta, you asked. Misha eino shot yayin kol shana mimnesha mazika osono. Someone who doesn't drink wine all year because it hurts him or he hates it. Mao sheyase kol aseder alapat, kmi sheein lo yayin sheosa aseder alapat. Kamoshka devarav valachot. Can you use bread? Tshuva. Mistabra shekol mishi kol sheyesh lo yayin zarech litchol gerat mobi lishtot. Anyone who has wine must drink. What? Yeah, fine. Yeah. Pot just means, pot is not necessarily risen. Pot is just like pot above a kiss in the zone. It's also pot. Pot is a general term. You have to drink. Because he didn't normally have wine, but he did for abrakozos. So you see, does he take it as this, as a gadik?
No.
No. Halachic. And guess who else takes it that way? Shulchan Aruch. Misha eino shote. This is tough. I invent. Misha eino shote yayin. Vibnesha maziko. So no, you don't drink wine because it hurts you. Tzarech lidchok asm lishto l'kayim mitzvah arba kosas. Too bad. However, Mr. Brura immediately qualifies, and he says, "Rotzalom marshet star b'shtiato the koev b'roshem mizeh ve'ein bechlal zeh kishayipol l'mishkav mizeh." But it's not included in this if
you're going to be bedridden.
You're going to be bedridden. So, if I just stop there, what would you say?
Josh is kind of done for.
No, so what would you say?
That he's thinking this strong level.
Well, not so strong, meaning he's saying long-term pain, yes. Intense sickness?
No.
Is this a local halacha?
Wait, Mr. Burris said...
It sounds like it.
Good, look at the footnote. I mean, his footnote, the Shar Tzion. Danger, danger. No! Right?
What does that mean?
Oh, very good. What does that sound like? That he's more machmir. Meaning, the only reason that Nofa Lemishkov is a ptur by wine. If it was a ptur by all mitzvah, what would you say?
Then it doesn't need a specific reason here.
Yeah. Right? Then, in general, you're not chayv in mitzvah if you're going to be sick and bedridden. He doesn't say that. He says, well, being bedridden isn't a very free thing to do.
Or it could be the other way, that he's just presenting another reason.
Maybe. I understand. But the point is, right, you could definitely read the Mishnah Berurah as taking quite a strong position, because he's saying only by Arba Kosod is the fact that you're going to be bedridden make you potter, but by everywhere else, you're still chayev. Now, if you look at the next source, this is also Milchot Pesach, Milchot Maror. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. It says, what if Mishu Chola Listenes? What if you're sick?
Or you're
finicky? Mutar lo likach meza min sharev lo v'yoter. So he says, well, I'll give you one dispensation. You can pick any of the minim that already works for Maror.
Wow. Helpful.
What?
So helpful.
Very, very, I know. Vigam yochal kazayin mat ma'at, and you can eat it slowly. Because mekra din that works. You don't have to stuff it. V'im gamze yevshar lo mipnei briyoto, and if that is also not enough because of your health, al kol bonim yochum ato yolos bevid lezecher tamariyot az lo yivarech al zeh. Then at least taste it. Oh, what's going on here?
Is that a chiyuv?
What does he seem to hold? That if you can't eat the shir maror, what should you do? Not eat it. And then if you can, so have a symbolic thing, and don't make a bracha. Or if you remember the Rush, right? The Rush thought the only reason you have a kizayit is because of the bracha. But maybe mikra in the mitzvah, it's only by the tamariyah. Remember that Rush? Right? Remember that Rush?
No, I'm going to completely forget that Rush.
Remember that Rush? But in this one, what does Mishnah Berurah sound like? That if you're going
to
get sick,
you don't have to do it.
You're potter. And look at the footnote, his footnote again, Shar Tzion. Avalom einu nogeh lo libriyoto. If it's not going to affect your health, roi lo lidchau kazmo b'chol to shakashalo kidei l'kayim mitzvot chazal. You should push yourself as much as possible.
Now, did Mishnah Berurah say that you have a chiyuv if it's going to pain you to do it? Or that does the Mishnah Berurah say that you have a chiyuv to do it, or that you should do it? Like, even if it's going to pain you, that you have a chiyuv to eat a little bit, or that you should eat.
Yeah, he says you should do it.
Should or have to?
What?
It should, right?
Should. But that means, what does he think in this one? Does he think that you're pater? Make our din? Yes. Right, so here sickness is pater, but the other one? Not so much. So we got to figure out, right? So what do we need to do? We need to figure out what is the halacha, right? Because again, even the Mishnah Berurah, there's a tension. So do we err more on the, let's say, sukkah side or on the simple pshat of the wine side? Good? So what would you like to do? Would you like to see someone who errs on which extreme would you like? Would you like?
Easy.
Good. So I'm now going to show you a forgery. Everyone ready?
Yes.
Wait, what?
Okay. So the simple pshat is that, is sukkah a model for anything? No. Why is sukkah not a model for anything? Because sukkah has a special rule, namely, teishu ke'ein taduru. Who says that explicitly? So Rabbeinu Manoach, I didn't give you, this is a maimakar, but Rabbeinu Manoach in Ilchot Sukkah says, only by sukkah is mitztair, is mere discomfort enough to get you out of mitzvot, because it can't possibly be that you'll get out of mitzvot from mere discomfort. That would get you out of
everything.
Right? That can't be. Sukkah, and he says, mitztair bishar mitzvot lo patrin unlay. Mitztair is not relevant. Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam. Who disagrees and says, no, you want to know which side we err on? We err on the sukkah. The whole Torah is like that. So, the first one is a forgery. B'Sam and Rosh, turn to page 2, and you're going to love this. And now you're going to understand why people say it's a forgery. Ooh. So if you thought what we saw this morning was crazy, wait. So what is the B'Sam and Rosh?
Forgery, apparently.
What is B'Sam and Rosh?
Wait.
It is a tshuva that was said to be written by the Rosh. It was published magically in the 19th century by Rav Shaul Berlin. And at this point, it has been argued by most to be a forgery, or at least that many of the tshuvot are a forgery. At least the ones that sound like a progressive 19th century German rather than the Rush, okay? This is one of the tshuvot that make people look at it and say, the Rush wrote that? I find that hard to believe. But watch!
The Rush lived?
What? The 13th century?
And
a little bit. 19th.
Yes. So, very exciting. Wonderful. Vishya Sha'altani, you asked me. Sha'alti, Ishticha Eina Yechola Lisbol HaMaror. Your wife can't handle maror. Hachad, because it's sharp. Shehuatamcha. Kilo namtsim bi'ercha chazard va'oshen. You don't have the more gentle ones. Shochol gzayim imena techele o yoma yomayim. And if she eats the only maror you have, she'll get sick for a day or two. V'tifa l'mishkav, she'll be bedridden. V'yafo chagcha l'tza'ar, your holiday will turn into pain. V'sha'alta she'atein l'cha b'za'itzah. So you asked for my advice. So first he starts off totally reasonable. Lo mi by maror delovrira hilchata kidrei mi nashim rishon chol v'rishon. He said, okay, maror are women chayav nimsa. Maybe it's rishut nimsa on rishut vada in the mechayvinim lemelver zeicha lemekdan shloshut shalhem. Okay, maybe women aren't chayav. Okay, fine. And then he says, and it's derabanan, and they might not be chayav in the derabanan. Maror bezman hazeh. Okay, not so crazy. Ela filu matzah. Leman dera matzah bizman azedoraita. Matzah, you're also butter. Why? Da amrinon bisukkah. Because we said by Yelchot Sukkah, cholin umisham shem p'tur min asukkah, that the sick and those who aid them are butter. Lo chol ashesh bosakana filu ein bosakana. Vilav dafka sukkah. Not only sukkah. This is page 2.
Yeah, no, I see.
Afilu mitzar ba'alma pater. On sukkah, you would say, it's only, even if you're uncomfortable, you're pater. So, who would ever want to say that you're pater from all mitzvot because you're uncomfortable? Diteshu kenda duru. Avalahachi naka chain bo sakana. He said, no, the reason that the Gemara tells you in Enzo sakana, lemenaf mina ba'alma. To teach you the rule for everything else in the world. Da Torah lachaim nitna. The Torah was given for life. Ve'ein zeh darchei Noam, and it's not the ways of pleasantness. Va'od dahai nami mitzvah gedola, and this is also a great mitzvah. Lahavrut guvo, to make your body healthy, mikol choli, from any sickness. Va'oz, you're telling me. You wonder why people look and there's like the rush? That's the rush? Va'osek b'mitzvahu. By making yourself healthy, you are involved in the mitzvah. Upater mishar mitzvah asay, and it exempts you from all life? Other positive commandments. Velo nemra sakana. Velo nemra sakana elalav or al isser daraita. We're missing someone who would love this source.
Yeah,
and
no,
it, you don't say sakana.
Good.
Right? We don't. Yeah. We don't say sakana. Sakana is only isser daraita. Tolkan shogia achari mavet. He said, only for lavim. Guys, he said, by lavim, fine. Then your life has to be in danger. What is this like? It's like being a sofer, where you're putter from all mitzvot. Mitzvah gedola avdi. You're doing a great mitzvah. And the merit of the community is depends on them. Vein docha shum lav. You're not violating any lav. Afil shur drabanan einichon lavor. Chen timtza shushad hashmari yitzrich limtzer nefesh afil b'davar kal b'kum v'aseh v'kol mitzvah aseh p'turim min adin. Da 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 da. So then if you skip to the next paragraph. Vahid Rabbi Yochan Yerushalmi. I headaches. Da v'chazik reisha midab chavar atzarta. Ibarim en navs dafka arbakosu d'chaviv alay. So either that was only the arbakosu. And Rabbi Price says this also. That first of all, it's only midat chasidut, right? Va'oto levad kari persume nisa avagav de achal matzah waravam ragadim. Maybe that's the only one. Va'af gamtzar ba'alma v'ibareim or biyochem midat chasidut hudavet. Right. So he says it's one of two things. Either it's only the arbakosot, or he it's a, you can it's a, from the chen roy letov se atorah v'roshim ha'omdim ala am lechazeg ad mamim mitzvah. The leaders, they should lahachem alazam machmor for themselves. Va'af bezu. He says, not always the case. Sometimes Chacham have to be more makel on themselves. So your mind will be clear and healthy. I can't explain to you all of this. And the wise men, yeah, exactly, right? Wise men's eyes, and the age called them with the raya, etc., etc.
Oh gosh, tefillin makes my head itchy. I can't write them anymore.
Ah, so the simple pshat is that this is the simple pshat is that this is
a forgery. Yeah,
this is insane.
Yeah. However, I mibchinat ha'emet.
Listen, says some good stuff.
Mibchinat ha'emet. I will note, and I will tell you that I was once it was a Friday, and I was in. Alon Shvud, I had to go to the bank or something. No, it's Friday, so the bank was closed. I did do something in Alon Shvud. I don't know what it was. So I stopped by to say hello to some of my old Rebbeim. Ray Tarragon saw me, and they were learning Masechet Sukkah. And he called me, and he's like, oh, this is an alumnus, or a Zering. Do you have some Torah you want to share with the guys? So I was like, well, said, you're doing this, so... What is the nature of the Ptur of Mitztair? On the one hand, Rabbi Menoach says the simple pshat, that it's a function of Teshu Kentaduru, and therefore it's a Ptur only by Sukkah. And then I said, but, and then I listed the four sources I'm going to list to you. I have to admit that there are these four sources that think it's a Ptur and Kol HaTorah Kula, at which point Rabbi Tarragon kicked me out of the room. It's like, they don't need to hear this. What
yeah, if some of the Shalkas guys heard about this, they're like, oh, I'm too tired of them, or I can't wait.
Yeah, you don't want to hear what... Well, watch what I'm about to read you.
Is this recorded?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't care about that.
I'm like about to fall asleep.
Okay. I'm going to read you now a few makarot, okay? Feel better. Yeah, I'll send it to you. So first, Shuvat HaGaonim. The Gaon... Rav Elchanan... No, you don't have this. Rav Elchanan Wasserman quotes the Shuvat HaGaonim in Mudorat Lik. V'chole she'en yachol litvalel im kavet av ha'choli hu v'mishav sham p'turin. No, I'm reading this to you quickly. He says that if someone is sick and he can't daven, him and his, the people helping him, just like by sukkah, you're patra, afinu mi sukkah, the cholo v'mishav sham p'turin. Pater. Umitztayer hu pater misham shel chayavin. And mitztayer, so you're pater and you're misham shel chayav.
So if I'm really tired in the morning, I have a tour.
But hainu b'chol shem b'sakana, the ish b'sakana, lo tzarech melech misuka. And he says clearly, and then...
Wait, who is this?
The Gaonim.
Oh.
And Rav Elchanan comments, what? Mitzarech iwan d'lefizah chol misham pater mikol ha-mitzvot? He's like, so you're pater from all mitzvot? Because it's uncomfortable? It's like, no. Right? He's like, it must be that it's only a p'tur in Sukkah. And he's like, unless, you know, you're the Besamim Rosh. Great. But Pashtut is...
Pashtut.
Is not.
Please, thank God. I don't think that makes for a functional system.
No, because also Yoser Gadol Hamatzuba and Meshayim Hamatzuba. So if you were Potter and all the
Mitzvahs
performed, then it'd be worse.
But the Gaonim did say it, and then you have the Tshuva Radbaz Chelik Bet Siman Tafresh Pei Zayin. Bet Tafresh Pei Zayin. He says Shaltimani Almashin Ugly Stopper Beres Chodesh Iyar Imu Mina Gagun Alo. Can you get a haircut on Rosh Chodesh Iyar? And he says, so here this isn't crazy. He says you can because of Tzar Gadol, because of Mitzar Pater Ben Asuka, but really it's only because getting a haircut during the Omer is Minag. So that's not so crazy, right? Yeah. Then in Chelek Gimel Tav Chav Hei, he says, Sha'alta meni odach adad yamash amru chazal chayav adam ha'ashlum parashiyotav imat sibur. You know Shtayim Mikra? What if if someone can't see, does he have to get someone else to read it? Or if I don't know how to read, and he says, mikra causes you pain, mitztayer, pater minashtayim mikra.
Isn't that specifically for a blind person or whatever?
Yeah, but then he goes, oh, and expands it. So there are such positions.
But, I mean, like, Shnei Mikra, like, might not even be, like, a...
Just saying. Yeah. Anyways, but again, most posts can reject this. There's a second Shuvah here in the Besamim Rosh and Reish Pei, where he was asked, Sha'alti Aish Alul Nizilot. Guys, V'yeshlo mechush gadol, someone who has, right, like a bad headache, shkoli v'am k'veidim alav, his body is heavy on him, mechal yam ram etzari, he's in pain, v'am ra rovim sh'im yelo at chorim p'chutim, kalchim dam yitrape, and if he can, you know, like, let blood, he'll be healthier. Chil likach gvina yesheno shmeina, so they said, you have this fatty cheese, v'lo shalav yayin chok tov, v'inshu birchak sherim, and they aren't kosher.
Uh-oh.
He's like, ah, mutter. Mutter is not kosher. Even without a sakana. What? Right, so...
Who is this?
Saman Rosh.
Oh, okay.
The forgery, right? So simple shot is that we don't go that far. That Sukkah has lower standards. And you are... your putter for mitzvot... by Sukkah in a way you wouldn't elsewhere, okay? So then what other models do we have? Okay, now that we're out of slightly bizarre territory. Now go to number three, where you have the Binyan Shlomo. Okay? So, what? So, many people, what I'm about to read, many people know more as Moshe Feinstein, but he's not the first person to say it. The main truth of it is... the Binyan Shlomo, which is Rav Shlomo ben Yisrael Moshe Cohen. And he says as follows, okay? Got it? This is page 3. Ra'ui Lifarer. Mehadim Rav Shulchan Aruch V'divei Rav V'lai L'Rishon Agam Mitztar Chayev. Right, so the first knock, the night of Sukkah, you're Chayev in by Mitztar. Blah, blah, blah. Right, so he says, "Gam hechad in lin cholo misham shav." Idami gam gam star liners in a khayev doma de khol shani daf kam it starred naf glay de patro mishum de khtetejun kan do ro what got the velk khol la we shani de khol la khol kizayt mitzalek zer shavid afin tet vaf de khol zum de lila we shani lo min le dira hat de mishum va khol va velk kham et zer khayev va khol ye shom la va khay patro. He says the following: on the first night we said that mitzayr doesn't get you out of sukkah. What if it's not mitzayr, it's sick? So he says, okay, fine. On the first night, the normal rules of mitzayir don't apply. You can't just get out of the first night of sukkah because you're uncomfortable. We know that. Yes?
Yeah.
We all know this. But he says, but what if you're not? What if you're actually sick? Are you chayev to be in the sukkah on the first night because you're sick? Right? Or is being sick a more broad exemption from mitzvot? And therefore, even in the first night, you would be Pater. And he says, you'll tell me that normally you aren't allowed to violate the Torah unless your life is in danger. He says, that's fine, but that's not the question here. What's the question here? What makes you not chayev to do a mitzvah aseh? That's very different, right? So he says, oh, devter gam matzah marin chayev l'sar atzmo v'lech om kachor lecho. Maybe you say that even by matzah maror you would be pater if you're choleh. For sure, if you might get more ill, and even though every sick person that has no danger, you can't make yourself healthy within the right unless your life is in danger, become welcome. But by an assay where it's passive violation, right, you're failing to do a mitzvah, maybe there is, right, maybe there is more room to be mekil. So tshuva. So he says, t'nan hatam cholin misham shem p'turin min asuka. So first he quotes the Gemara by Sukkah, and he notes that the Gemara seems to equate chole and mitzar. So if you look at the end of this paragraph, b'pshitut, the chole mitzar gashavim bin dinza. So he says, I'm not going to get too much into this, but he says the first glance, the Gemara says at least for sukkah, it equates chole and
mitzar.
He says, v'emet yesh l'tmoa ala kolbo v'arav baga d'lo katvo v'layla rishon achayev rak mitzar omash and l'rabbi chole svirle d'pater gam b'layla. So, however, the kolbo seems to hold not that way. That being sick is a different story, and therefore, it's your potter even the first night. So, top of the next column, umiyuksat nearly liyashiv koshanal delo ave matzilatare tzitana chole mishum devachole ika ributa vechidush din. He said, if that was your chiddush, you should have said it. He says, that's not a question. Because the Gemara says that what is it teaching about choleh? That not only is the chola pater, but the misham shim are pater. And therefore, the Gemara is coming to teach a chidushim about sukkah, but it doesn't tell you anything about the chola himself on the first night or in kol atara kula. V'da, the kol zeh katam nu dara kol bo v'arav v'agot, v'nir de v'chalke v'in chola mitztayr. Aval medivei haritval sukkah, medivei harav v'mishnu, v'vur ledi de chola mitztayr shavim. So, but this is only if you think there might be a difference, because the ritva makes it sound like there is no difference. So again, that would be true on the first night that you'd be chayev. Okay, we still don't, but that's his general thing. Then he says, next paragraph, umiyu kol zeh b'sukkah. Fine. So whatever is true of sukkah is true of sukkah. But what about other mitzvot? Avla inyan matzah ushar mitzvot asay d'mitztar gam ken chayev. By other mitzvot, if you're in pain, you're just uncomfortable, you are chayev. Ubevadai duhu adin chole, the chole lo adif mi mitzar linyan zeh. And he said the simple pshat is You are chayav even by a chole. Next paragraph. Umiu ktsat make yesh makom lahavi raya deina mechuyav lahachnes asma becholi v'tzara guf. Said that's at first glance, but maybe not. B'shul mitzvah asev avdogiyas akonami zemeh devor b'sholchon aroch deina mechuyav. He said, I will prove to you that you're wrong. That chole is a ptur by other mitzvot. Because if you look at the bottom of the page, the Ramah quotes, Ukmo shamru mavaz bezal mavaz yodra mechomesh afil mitzvah uveret v'davka mitzvah asay avalot asay lo yitin kol mamono kodem sheya'avor. The Ramah paskins that to avoid violating a law, how much of your money do you have to give up? All of it. To avoid a law. All of it. But in order to become a mitzvah asay, how much do you have to give up? A fifth. So what does he say? What do you see? And by asay, right?
We don't.
Right? We don't force you. We know that monetarily there's a number. And then he says, okay, fine, but how would that translate into illness? So he says, and if that's the case, since we assume that bodily pain people take more seriously than monetary loss, so then you would be
Potter. I don't think you assume that as well as that.
Would you have to give up one fifth of your body?
What?
Would you have to give up one fifth of your body?
So. No, but you might have to figure out that the amount of pain would be the amount you'd be willing to spend a fifth of your wealth to avoid. Right? And Ramosha Feinstein, if you look at the left-hand side over here, says, Nishaldi Bechad Shecholim Machlat Shtut, Hu Bevet Cholim Vinirpa, right? Someone had gone mad and was in the, and then gotten better in the hospital. Aval Rofim Arim Shetzarech Liot Sham Od Eze Shavo Tachar Shkak Atam. But the doctor say he needs to stay there a few more weeks, Kadei Shid Kayem Mitzvat Shofar, says, you don't have to take him out if it's going to risk him, even to hear the shofar, because his well-being is worth halachically more than a chomesh of his money, and therefore he is Pater. Now, if you go back to the Binyan Shlomo says that who disagrees? Shuv Matzati V'Samim Rosh. And he says, da-da-da-da-da, I'm not looking at Amy Sham Raya Klal. He said, but it's wrong. Now, that's not a proof at all.
Does he give a reason why it's not a proof, or he just doesn't?
So he says,
it's a basic reason.
Because Sukkah is an exception, right? It's an exception. And he says, "V'achin lefin nedati near a pasuk the kol kagon zetalia bar gasha shemargisha chole batzmo." It's based on how the sick person himself feels. So therefore, both the Binyan Shlomo and Rav Moshe Feinstein come up with this model, and they say that in the end of the day, is physical illness enough to get you out of mitzvah? Yeah, I mean, in principle, yes. Meaning, it probably has to be. You know, an actual.
It's not just like, oh, my back.
Correct. Oh, but fundamentally, they assume that the answer is yes.
Yeah. Right. It's like a middle. It's like kind
of. Yeah, I mean, it might have to be, right? You might have to make some sort of equation and figure out, like, what would be in any way equivalent, right? A minor stomach, a minor, whatever. Well,
why don't you estimate by Mazika? Like, doing it?
I mean, it's hard. Like, a stomach ache? Like, what is it, you know? A migraine?
They used to be able to do it, like, when they have...
What do you mean?
Tomorrow. Like, if I cause you a stomach ache...
Right? You mean, you're going to cause someone a migraine?
Sure, you hit him in the head or no?
No, a migraine is like a... Again, right, you might have to try to figure it out, but he says it's fundamentally based on what you... Right, what you feel. Right?
Pretty bad.
What?
Very subjective.
Yeah, in a chanami, right? In a chanami, but that become now it's interesting because what right? What in the end of the day, what's their model? It's not really chola per se. What is it? is that once I know that what? That there's a monetary limit to what I can be demanded to do by mitzvot. I say, so we say there must be some sort of limit in terms of
emotional pain, sacrifices.
However, at the other extreme, you get Maram Shik. So if you go to the top of page 4, the Maram Shik was asked, B'chola sh'omer la'arof b'asar gdola shal yochal matzah maror, v'im yochal yeh b'sakana gdola. The doctors say that if you have matzah and maror, you will be in danger. V'chola rotze la'achmir la'atzmo v'la'achol. And the sick person wants to be stringent and eat. Ira shai l'varech l'fi mashikot v'atozot v'kidushim shim v'atam d'nashim d'rom mitzvot seishas v'an grama yochol n'achmir la'asot l'varech. Can he eat it anyways? Like a woman who's allowed to make a bracha on mitzvot seishas v'an grama. So even if he's pater, can he do it anyways and make a bracha? Udilma dekan have a mitzvah baba avera. Or is the mitzvah baba avera? What does he say? It says, l'fi ani adaydi pashut ena rasha l'achol v'ena rasha l'varech. Says, you can't do the mitzvah, you can't make a bracha. Vilachora Bilav Hachi Misapklim Ochel Davashamazagal Briad Gufo Imikri Klalachila. He said, I'm not sure that if you eat something that's gonna cause you harm, if it's even Achila, because where do we find that it's not? Achila Gasa, by Truma, by Yom Kippur, right? All those cases. Good? So he said, maybe it's not Achila at all, and in this whole paragraph he quotes the Achila Gasa Sugya. Just like David said. Okay? Next paragraph. But in order for it to be called mazik, it has to hurt you right away, so you get no hana. But he says, but if the pain's only going to come later, then
there was some hana.
You are chayav in mitzvot because you got hana. And as long as you're not going to end up in danger,
then
you're chayav.
Why does ending up in danger make a difference?
Sakana nefasha. Danger. Right, he said, if you're going to have sakana nefasha but only tomorrow, you're still pater.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not sakana, it's just illness, he assumes pater. It's not achila. So he says, if the pain is immediate, so it's not an achila, it's a different problem. But if the pain is tomorrow, so for example, someone with a celiac who's not going to feel it right away, my kids don't feel it if they accidentally have weed, they'll feel it the next day. I mean, they might feel it, but it's not going to be immediate. The kolze main bo sakana, avalam amra rovim sheish bo chshah sakana, filim neva divrei rovim meirak kesafik. He said, obviously there's a sakana. So then even if it's a suffix sakana, you are a potter, which he then proves. But what's the simple pshat in the Maharam Shik? What's the standard?
Whether or not you'll have pain immediately.
Meaning,
achila,
no, he said, if you have pain immediately, it's not an achila. But in terms of the question of what gets you out of mitzvot, what does he say? Does chole, which is ein bo sakana, get you out of mitzvot?
No.
Right, by mitzvot achila, there might be cases where if you have an immediate reaction, it's not called achila. That's a technicality. But in principle, does he hold like the Minyan Shlomo Rav Moshe that sickness is like losing money and therefore is a p'tur for mitzvot asei? No, he doesn't hold such a thing. So what you have here, as I said, is you have the range. You have the extreme, the besamim rosh, u'di'ime.
Yeah.
Who says that mere discomfort is enough to get you out of every mitzvah and call it to Arkula.
Okay. How come you don't
write
the Besamim Rosh that it's a forgery? Like,
what?
In the Olamot thing, like, it didn't write that it's a forgery. It just quoted it.
And then you have the other, but then you have, right, people of the Maram Shik who's saying no. In the end of the day, only Cholesha Yeshbo Sakana is an exemption. Anything else is not. And then in the middle, you have the Binyan Shlomo and Ramosha Weinstein who say, we can construct a model of certain types of pain and illness
make you
pater, just like we know that certain amounts of monetary loss are going to make you pater. But that, again, might force you to figure out, well, how much pain, right, what's going to count.
Are we really converting it over to monetary?
Right, meaning is it, are we?
Or is it just analogous?
I think it's analogous. I did. You did have some of the red bosses here. Oh, okay. I gave you at least some of the red bosses here. Okay. I think let's stop here for now. We'll see some other post skim that that flesh this out. I'm so happy for you.
David's not keeping a lot
of time. I lost a cheetah now.
So what I want to do here, what I want to do is we don't necessarily have to go through all of this. I find the one on page 10, Rav Asher Weiss's tshuva, is very helpful. I don't remember if this one is from his tshuva or not. If not, I have the tshuva. So maybe we'll go through Rav Asher Weiss and we have some of them. We'll see some other positions in the Achronim. But like I said, this is very, very lemaisa, right? This is, and I know I was talking to one person who said that he's not celiac, he's gluten sensitive, but he talked to Rav Lichtenstein, and Rav Lichtenstein thought it was obvious that he's chayv to have matzah on Pesach, right? Which again accords with. Now I don't know what it accords with because I don't know how sick the guy gets, yeah, right? Meaning it definitely accords with the Ram Shik.
It could accord with
the Ramosha, right? It could be a good Ramosha, and he just thought the guy didn't get sick enough. I don't know. So I don't know how sick the guy gets. I don't know what he told Rav Lichtenstein.
Who was the person that was like Rav Moshe? Who's the other?
Binyan Shlomo.
The taste of matzah. The guy who I told you about earlier asked if you can send sources